is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. We begin this hour in Africa. A court in Luanda today sentenced the son of former Angolan President Eduardo dos Santos to 5 years in prison in a $500 million corruption case. The report comes from the Portuguese news agency Lusa by way of Reuters. José Filomeno de dos Santos, the former head of Angola's $5 billion sovereign wealth fund, had been found guilty, along with three other defendants, of transferring money to a Credit Suisse account in London. The trial has been the highest-profile case to date under the anti-corruption drive of President João Lourenço, who took power when Eduardo dos Santos stepped down in 2017 after nearly four decades of rule in Africa's second biggest oil-exporting nation. Israel says it will make history. Palestinians call it a betrayal. At issue, the dramatic announcement of a deal to normalize relations between the Jewish state and the United Arab Emirates. In a nationwide address, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the agreement would lead to a full and formal peace with the Gulf Arab state and voiced hope other countries in the region would follow the UAE's example. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, meanwhile, strongly condemned the UAE and says he's recalling his ambassador from the Emirates. His spokesman in the occupied West Bank called on the Arab League to reject the agreement. Iran's foreign ministry called the deal a dagger in the backs of the Palestinian people and all Muslims. Turkey said the peoples of the region will never forget and will never forgive what it called this hypocritical behavior by the UAE. And he is threatening to cut off diplomatic ties with the Emirates. The agreement would make the UAE the third Arab country after Egypt and Jordan to establish formal relations with Israel. In Washington, President Trump described the Israel-UAE deal as a huge breakthrough, which he says is being praised worldwide. And he told reporters other similar Middle East agreements are in the works. Mr. Trump clearly hopes that diplomatic success will help in his November reelection bid. He's consistently trailed Joe Biden in the polls. This is VOA News. European Union foreign ministers will apparently consider new sanctions on Belarus after its harsh crackdown on post-election protests. Authorities in the former Soviet Republic have released hundreds of people detained during 5 days of massive street demonstrations. Many say they were beaten and tortured. The releases came after the top law enforcement official in Belarus apologized on state television for the indiscriminate use of force. At the center of it all, growing demands for an end to the 26-year rule of authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko. He was reelected with exit polls showing he got 80% of the vote, which his opponents say was the result of fraud. Global markets are mixed today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up slightly amid doubts over the chances for a fresh pandemic financial aid bill. Prices in Europe have taken a hit. The CAC 40 in France was off more than 1.5%. In Asia, the standout was Shanghai, which gained more than 1%. Lebanon's judicial probe of the Beirut port explosion is off to a rough start, with political arguments over a number of issues, including who should be the lead investigator. It is still not known what sparked the fire that ignited nearly 3,000 tons of ammonium nitrate that were stored for years in Beirut's port, adjacent to densely populated residential areas. More than 200 people died in the August 4th blast. Hundreds more were wounded, and scores of people are still missing. French divers are looking for underwater evidence. Worldwide coronavirus numbers at this hour close to 21 million cases and over 760,000 fatalities. The figures come from a running count being kept by Johns Hopkins University. The numbers in the U.S., 5.25 million infections, 167,000 lives lost. California's become the first American state to top 600,000 cases. That number stands at 603,000 with 11,000 deaths. The British government is adding to a coronavirus quarantine list that could affect hundreds of thousands of returning vacationers. Involved are those who have traveled to the Netherlands, Malta, Monaco, France, and the Caribbean nations of Aruba and Turks and Caicos. Beginning tomorrow, those arriving back in the UK from those locations will be required to spend 14 days in self-isolation. France has lost its place on the UK's list of nations exempt from its quarantine rules. Denmark is warning that non-essential travel to Malta and Belgium should be avoided. The Scandinavian nation explains both countries have seen more than 30 COVID-19 cases per 100,000 inhabitants. New Zealand, widely seen as a COVID success story, is trying to contain a new cluster of infections, and the capital, Auckland, has been put under lockdown. New Zealand is reporting some three dozen fresh cases, and Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern is warning that number will probably grow. New Zealand had gone more than 100 days without a sign of community transmission. More news online at voanews.com. By remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.